Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Joshua and Maria Cribbs podcast show. I am your lovely host, Maria Cribbs, along with my partner here.
Partner? Like, that's all I get?
Each and every time.
Partner, like.
Each and every time. My partner in crime and in life, Joshua Cribbs, my wonderful co-host. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm your husband, but yeah, that's what we call it.
You know, oh, yeah.
That's what it's been called for some time now. But
he's my husband and I'm his wife.
Definitely.
Okay, so today I want to just get past all the intros. I want to get right to the topic.
Let's do it.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do. Okay, wait a minute. me and Josh had a debate a while ago that got kind of heated. We were just going back and forth over whether or not or when should a high school graduate attend college. Do you remember this conversation that we had, babe?
I remember it well.
Okay. So since we had this wonderful podcast and we have the pleasure of entertaining you and talking to you, we want to bring this discussion to our listeners, and we want to get your feedback either on our social medias, our Instagram, Facebook accounts, because we really want to see what you all are thinking out here. So we're going to just roll with it. Okay, so Josh has said something.
I'm here.
You remember? Okay.
I'm here. All so right. I can let you know exactly what I said.
Oh, okay.
I said immediately following high school, students should go right to college.
I disagree.
Immediately. Because it is the worst thing. It's hard to pick up education, you know, after taking a break for a while. I believe that, you know, even if you don't know what you want to do, go to college. Go to college immediately, because some people lose the interest and lose the will to even, you know, and the discipline to do work if they take a break off. So and for several other reasons, mm-hmm. I believe that children should go immediately straight to college after high school.
And see, I disagree with that. I agree if you say your father is a dentist and you know for a fact that you're going to go to dental school. You have everything planned out. You know you're going to go to dental school when you get done.
Well, yeah, you're saying.
And you're going to go work for your daddy's practice. And you know
what you want to do.
If you know what you want to do, I think then by all means you should, you know, from high school, 12th grade, as soon as you graduate, getting enrolled in college and get going. But for those in the world that may have been like me and didn't realize what you wanted to do later on in life, you know, beyond, you know, 30 years of age, I don't think you should just graduate from high school and go right to college.
And I definitely disagree.
One of my reasons being is because college is not cheap. It is expensive.
Yes.
Why go to school and waste your parents' money or rack up loans in your name and your parents' name to go and frolic around and try to just to figure out what you want to do? I disagree with that. And I think you're coming from a standpoint, Josh, of someone who had the luxury of being able to, as soon as you got done with college or as soon as you got, you know, your career going, you wrote the check and paid your student loans off. For many of America,
I didn't have any student loans, but go ahead, continue.
I'm sorry, sweetie. You had student loans with your Pell Grant taken self. I wrote the check to pay mine off first, of course.
Right. I had the money to pay your student loans off.
And I paid, you probably had like $6,000 or
definitely
something. It was not. You don't know because I called and paid and wrote the check for both of us. So I paid mine off. I paid yours off too. He has that sometimers that I told y'all about in the last podcast.
Man.
So sometimes he remembers, sometimes he don't. So he's selectively deciding to not remember him having a little. It was minor. And that's my point. Your student loans were minor. I have friends that have student loans in the hundreds of thousands.
I tend to agree with you on the point that, you know, the huge financial strain. Not that on the topic of waiting, but I agree that that can be a strain. I agree to your point, your argument, but I disagree with the fact of waiting. Even if you don't know what you want to do, I disagree with waiting. I think that it'll take away your momentum. While you have that momentum, I feel like go to college, figure it out. You have 4 years. Figure it out and get it done while you have momentum, because it's hard to understand what you want to become and then go back to school try to find that momentum of sitting in the classroom to try to make it work then. So while you have the momentum, that's my argument. While you have the momentum, while you have the youth, stay in school.
I understand that the momentum can be lost because, you know, as you get older, you know, you have other responsibilities. Some of you might have children. Some of you might attend, you know, get married and then, you know, have to provide for your family, have to get a job. And then going back to school may be harder. I do think that is a gamble or a risk that you take by not going to college right after high school. But I would say the majority of my friends that have college degrees and graduated, they are not working in the field that they have their degree in. One, they have tens of hundreds of thousand dollars in debt. Two, and I mean, they had a higher education, but they still had to go back later on in life for the career or the field that they're in now to get that extra training. I don't think that I'm not an advocate of as soon as you graduate high school, you're going right to college. No. If you want to work for a year or two, or if you want to go to the community college and just take some courses to see if you like it, I do think that children should find their way. It shouldn't just be mandatory. If they don't know what they want to do, they're going to waste their parents' time and money. They're going to waste their time and money. Granted, I went to college. College was a wonderful experience. It was fun. But I would have to disagree with you, Josh. It wasn't until I had my daughter and then went back to college the second time around that I was more focused. I had a purpose. I knew what I wanted to do. And my grades excelled because of it. When I first went to school, I was playing around. I would get up, go to class, and then hang out at the student center for the rest of the day. I wasn't focused, and I know that I was not the only one. You know, there was plenty of other people out there doing the same thing that I was.
Have the same, you know, you have a cough.
Yeah, you know, my Zyrtec is wearing off.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. But, and Josh, you were a student athlete, too, so you had your, it was paid for.
Right.
So go to college. Yeah, if somebody going to pay for you to go to college, you got the grades. And
definitely.
Or you have an athletic ability that they're paying you and they're going to pay for you to go. Go. Frolic.
But
you don't know what you want to do, go and take advantage of that. But for those of y'all who out here playing around, don't know what you really want to do, I don't agree with wasting your time going to school trying to figure it out. That's a very expensive.
Well, let's look at it. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely a very expensive endeavor, but I think it's worth it. And let's look at it in two different angles. So I have to argue from this because I'm currently back in school, pursuing my MBA, graduate degree. So I agree with the point of knowing what you want to do. And as an older person, you're more apt to motivate it because you know exactly what you want to do. You know the field of work that you want to do. So it's easy to go back and get a degree once you know exactly what you want to do.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to, debate that at all.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, some people don't have the willpower and the discipline to go back once they know what to do. And it's not some people, it's a lot of people, myself included. I have the willpower, but it's very difficult to stick to it, to keep combating myself, to say, I want this, I want this degree bad. And even though when it gets hard, that's when I'm struggling with myself. I'm like, man, I don't need to do this for real. You know, I'm still making money, this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, I figure, did we wait too late? Are people waiting too late to decide what they want to do in life? So you are speaking from a point where you're saying when you got out of high school, you still ain't know what you wanted to become in life. Should we change that for upcoming students, for upcoming college students? Should these schools be getting these kids ready to understand and know what they want to do in life and to have, a criteria for that? Say, hey, what are you thinking about you want to become in life? Because when I first got out of high school, not even thinking about football, I'm thinking about business. I was a business major coming out of high school. I met a guy who was an accountant, had a nice house. I wanted that. football off the table, I wanted that. So I was in business for my first 2 years. Then, my football career panned out my first year. And I was like, oh, you know what? I might go to the NFL. We're going to have to know how to speak and talk to people. Communication. So I switched to communication. So I went in with a plan. And maybe that's the problem. A lot of high school kids aren't going into college with a plan already. Even if it doesn't pan out, I think they need a plan. And is that the problem? Are we not preparing our students? Maybe when you came out, your school didn't prepare you to, and it's not a knock against your school. Maybe they didn't prepare the students.
That was a little shade. Like, well, did your high school prepare you?
Because yes, I feel like my high school prepared me.
A Northland High School, Columbus, Ohio, homecoming Dunbar, queen, class of 2000. How you doing? But you're not going to shade Northland High School.
Dunbar Senior High School, the oldest African American high school in the country.
The first
African American high school.
Did they prepare you? Because I feel like you just shade my high school.
Well, they prepared me. I had a dream. My parents helped in that dream, and I thought I knew what I wanted to do.
But yet you went to Kent computer information systems, then you went to business, and then you switched over to journalism. So you've taken three different transfers of your prerequisites because you really didn't know what you wanted to do. Now, it panned out for you.
So when I came out of high school, I was in pre-engineering program. I had declared, you know how when you're in high school, you kind of declare what you want your degree, your college degree to be in?
No.
Mine was Cisco Systems, which was computer information systems.
Okay, that's one.
That was in high school. I wasn't in college
yet. Told me you came to Kent and it was computer information systems.
My pre-degree, when you come out, that I wanted to pursue.
So like your college preparatory.
Computer information systems.
Okay.
I did not take one class in computer information systems. Once I got to college, my degree, my course, my track was in business management.
Okay.
No transfer or nothing. This was something that was pre-done. So once I, got into college, I was in the business field. I took business classes, micro, macro, statistics, business law, all that. And then I decided to switch to communications. I'm saying that maybe our high schools need to do a better job at preparing the students with several career opportunities. Say, hey, here's all these, pick a few, and then narrow it down, then select it, and then you won't go in so blind unmotivated.
You cannot prepare a bunch of 17, 18-year-olds and have the discussion with them of what they really want to do for the rest of their lives.
See, you're not saying,
because like
say
you said, you had went
life,
in.
Because it's not the rest
can
of
I
your
speak?
Life.
Can I speak? I'll let you talk.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Went in thinking you were going to be computer information systems.
You keep saying
from high school. From high school, you were attracted to go for computer information systems.
Correct.
Then you ended up switching it to business.
Then you ended up switching it
to journalism and mass communications, which
not
I was at Kent State.
No. Communication.
Interpersonal communications. Yes, I got it. So what I'm saying is, regardless of how the counselors in the high schools try to prepare them or just try to figure out what they want to do when they get to college, they might switch it a couple times. What I'm saying is, if you really don't know, if your child really doesn't know, and you probably really can't afford to just write the check when they're done with college and say here, because my whole thing is, God forbid my daughter goes to school and something happens to where we can't just pay for her school, college education, or just write the loans off so that when she gets done with college, she won't have this debt hanging over her head.
Right.
I mean, some of these kids have hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt hanging over their head. That's no way to start your life. That's because you have a certificate saying, oh, I'm certified. And for real, Josh, some of these universities, you get done, you get your degree and you really have no actual hands-on training in the field that you're going into. So that's why I do like when people go to I went to esthetician school to learn to be an esthetician, in which I could have done at the career center in high school, but they made it seem like to us in high school, like the career center was just for people who had no plans to go on college whatsoever, which later on I found out that that was not true. And I could have saved myself $20,000 by not having to do it later on in life, when it only cost me $500 to do it in high school. So that's one thing too. The career center is an option, and it actually gives you hands-on training. When you graduate from some of these major universities, even though you're supposed to do your internships, a lot of people don't. And a lot of people don't have actual hands-on training. You still have to go out there in the work field and work your way up to get the salary that you need to even attempt to pay these student loans that are ridiculous.
That may be true in some cases, that the university doesn't prepare its students accurately enough, you know, with hands-on. But I was prepared, okay, you know, in certain fields and certain aspects, far as like, you know, going out to places and actually having this, the communication skills necessary for journalism or for media. I was trained in that field in my higher levels of, you know, undergrad. But, mm-hmm, you know, it definitely, university definitely doesn't do enough job. But what I'm hearing from you is not actually going from high school to college right away. That's not the struggle that I'm hearing from you. That the struggle that I'm hearing from you, mm-hmm, is mostly the debt, the loans, the student loans. Yeah. And I believe that's not going from high school to college. That is a problem that ranges around the country, around this country. Mm-hmm. Student loans are terrible. It traps the students into, you know, paying off these debts far beyond their years of college. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem.
And
we want our kids, because, you know, sometimes it may seem like you're saying, oh, don't go to college. But that's not, mm-hmm, what you're saying. The main reason.
I'm not judging. Because you have people who judge if your kid's not going right off to college, or they're going to a community college, or they're just going to work for a little bit. I'm not judging if your child doesn't go to college or not. I'm not giving your child the side eye if they want to get right into the workforce, figure out what they want to do, then come back later on in life.
What's the main reason?
I think it might be because I feel like you don't need to go to college and rack up all this debt just for a certificate.
I definitely agree.
I mean, I don't even, we should have did the calculations to see how long it would take to pay off $100,000 of debt on making 40, you know, what do you come out making college in certain degrees, what, $40,000 a year?
Well,
you're not even guaranteed to make a high salary anyway. So I wouldn't want that for my child. And you had the luxury to be able to write that check for me and yourself. Just flat out, okay, here are direct loans, because direct loans kept blowing up my phone. And I said, you know what? I'm going to handle this.
They'll find you,
I stole the checkbook and wrote the check. And we were done with financial student loans. But that's not the case for everyone.
So who called your phone?
Direct loans.
Direct loans?
You are on a recorded line. I'm like, if you don't stop calling me.
Look, I feel like, because they find
you. Let me get a special forbearance. Look, I'm not working right now. I had like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 special forbearances. But you're not going to keep calling my phone. That's stressful for a piece of paper. No.
Look, I feel like they need to be, you know, the head of the FBI. I hear what's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Those people who track you down for the loans, yes, they find all the information.
Federal, it was something. They kept calling my phone. That's annoying, first of all. I know I owe y'all the money. If I had the money, I would call up and pay it. Don't call me. They would call. They would start at 8 a.m. and wouldn't start till 9 p.m. You know what, Josh? You changed your phone number a couple times, so they didn't have you. I should have been like, hold on, let me handle this. Let me go ahead and give out this number so they can stop calling me.
Nah, champ. Mm-hmm.
No, they called me, harassing me, and I finally took care of it. But that's not the case for some people. So that's why, because it's so expensive, I don't feel like kids should go straight to high school. They don't have a path and a plan and a purpose.
Let me ask you this.
That's an expensive way to, that's going to be expensive.
Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. If a child coming out of high school has a plan, would you recommend college? A plan. It's going to cost them still, but they have a plan on what they want to do. Because I want to narrow your focus. Are you saying if you don't know what you want to do, take a year to think about it?
Well,
or take your time to think about it? Because what if they know exactly what they want to do?
Well, like what I do you said say to in that the beginning, child? If your daddy has a dental practice and
I'm not even saying that.
What?
No dental practice. No nothing. Their family doesn't have anything.
If they have a plan. If I'm their parent, they have a plan. Like, I know my daughter, she loves fashion, which I wouldn't really want her to go be a fashion designer because that's a gamble. But, okay, I know she's, you know, something everything she's passionate about. I just know when you're passionate about something, you should be, that's probably what you should be doing in life. If you just going to school and you're going to go,
agree.
I'm going to just go undecided for the first 2 years, figure out what I want to do. Nope, not in this house. Go and get you a job. Go start you a business and, you know, take you a couple courses somewhere else. But you're not going to rack up. How much is it now? $8,000, $12,000 a year?
It's expensive.
Yeah.
You know what? I feel like me and you are like W.E.B. and Booker T right now. One of them believe that strongly in education. The other felt like, you know, the people, his own people, black people, African-Americans, we needed to get out and work right now and earn our keep work the lands and earn our keep right now and be resourceful with what we have right now without just getting a piece of paper. And there's more stipulation beyond that. That's just not everything they believe, but that's what kind of fundamentally separated them to W.E.B. and Booker T. Mm-hmm. And that's what I will always say. I'm like, hang on, we like W.E.B. and Booker T.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that piece of paper, that certificate that you're, you know, minimizing right now, I feel like is access. Having that piece of paper gives you access to so many jobs as opposed to not having that paper that limits you.
But I feel like, damn, I got to pay $100,000 for the access? Like, no, I'd rather just go. Because for real, if I, right out of high school, if I go and get me a job, I'll have experience before that college graduate comes in there. I'll have on the job experience. Then my job might have a college reimbursement plan, right, to where they'll pay for you to go to college. So then I'm getting paid. As long as I get above a C, I'm getting my college paid for. So there's perks to going. Sometimes there's perks to from high school or whenever to getting a job and then having them go back and pay for your college for the job that you're going, you're working at.
Having that piece of paper says that you have enough in you to go. You went to college. You're ready. You're skilled, ready. You're intelligent. It says a lot about you. You're disciplined. You stuck it out. Let me see your grades, your internships, what you went through. It's a history. As opposed to not having that piece of paper, then you're going off of simply your work experience. Because you can work while you're in college as well. But having that piece of paper is certainly the criteria, the starting point to a job that you desire, or sometimes a job, and it shouldn't be that way. It should be based solely off of your experience or the person you are, but that's not the world we live in. Sometimes that piece of paper is your VIP pass to get in.
Yeah,
it is. You need that piece of paper. I don't, you remember this, we were sitting in church one time, our pastor Dr. Vernon said, you know, he called an electrician out to fix a problem. And the electrician stood there for like 20 minutes, looked around, and then he flipped the switch and everything started working. He's flipped the switch and the pastor was like, oh my gosh, I paid all this money just for him to come out here and flip a switch. And the guy said, you paid all that money for me to know which switch to flip. Mm-hmm. And that's the access.
But that's what I'm saying. You can go to the career center in college and become an electrician. They don't tell you this. They make it seem like you have to go to college. And they do, you know, they do visits to the career center. I do believe we had one, but our counselors really pressed and made it seem like,
Don't try to speak out of your school now.
The career centers, it's actually a diss, because they try to make it seem like the career center were for the people that were choosing the path not to go to college. But you can do both, okay. And I could have done both. So you can go and be a dental hygienist. You can be an electrician. You could get certified to be a plumber, a mechanic, a cosmetologist from the career centers in your high school. So I'm an advocate of technical schools. I feel like they prepare you more, whether you want to do massage therapy or, you know, and take a couple.
See, if you know what you want to do, I agree with you wholeheartedly. And for my children, for our children,
you said you were going to make them go to college.
Yes, I'm making them.
That's where this whole argument came from.
Well, because I want them to feel like they have no choice. But if they come to me passionately and wholeheartedly in a certain career, like, Dad, I want to do this.
Dad, I want to be an artist.
Then,
no. You're like, you better take
your
ass
to school. I'm like, hey, you ain't got to go to college, but you're going to get out of here. 18 is the limit of age of the people not paying bills in this house.
So would you say either work or college?
Yes.
Okay. Work or college. Not saying graduate high school and then just chill at your mom's house all day.
Hold on, let me backtrack. Let me
beep, beep. Back it up, because I heard you say yeah.
Not work or college. It's college. And
work or college.
I know.
Either you go work.
Like I said, I don't want to force them to, but I want to make them feel like at this point that, you know, get it in their head, college or else, or nothing, college or nothing. And let the passion grow inside of them of what they want to become. And I'll urge them as much as I can to get a degree, to go to college, to pursue in the best manner, whatever that may be. I want to prepare my child in the best way to make as much money possible, mm-hmm, for them to become whatever they want to become and be successful.
Yeah, we just going to disagree because I know a lot of millionaires and not necessarily all athletes, but I know a lot of millionaires that do not have their college degree. So that gives me I look at it differently. I just don't feel like you need to obtain.
I'm not saying to go see. That's
a college degree to be successful in life.
We've had this conversation for years. I'm not really saying to go and you have to get your degree. I'm saying that college prepares you socially as well.
Prepares you.
Look, I'm passionate out here. Yeah,
that came from your soul, Lord.
I'm an advocate of going to school because it builds you socially. Mm-hmm. You know, there's nothing worse than a person that can't speak up for themselves or can't handle themselves in a social environment or in a multicultural, a diverse environment. Mm-hmm. And that's what college prepares you for. It's very diversified. It's a melting pot. It's what the world has become.
I had fun in college. I love living in the dorms.
College did for you in the short time,
I can go. I can always go back to college. It ain't going nowhere, and they'll always accept your money.
Let me finish. Mm-hmm. I'm saying that college prepared you for the real world, and it allowed you to see. I don't need this to become what I want to become. And mm-hmm. I think that kids need to go to college to realize I don't need this, or to realize, hey, I do need this because I want to become this or I want to become that. They need to go, though, for the experience and understand it will help them realize what they want out of life. Mm-hmm. I think that is the main reason I want my children to go, because it forced them to realize, like, hey, I'm wasting my parents' money. At some point, they have to realize what they want to become and mm-hmm. go for it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, we've been having this discussion for years, and you still haven't
come over to the dark side. I'm not going. As long as you know that you're the dark side. I'm Luke, by the way.
I'm just a realist. And I'm gonna keep it real.
One of the minions on the dark side.
I'm all for higher education, but if you
don't say
you're
all for it,
I'm for higher education if that's what you choose to do. But if that's not what you choose to do, I'm not mad at you, because there are other ways to become successful.
Definitely.
And to provide a living for yourselves beyond.
So what would you say is that? I think that, you know.
I'm trying to find out what I want to say now. If you had that final word, then dissertation or why.
This will be my final word.
Okay.
I would say that parents and students too, you know, early in high school, your high school years, develop a plan on what you want to become in life, and it doesn't have to stick.
I'm saying is they don't know. Even though I did initially go to Kent State University for JMC, Journalism and Mass Communications, and after 30 years of age, I realized that that's what I'm passionate about. So I'm back
of age. You over 30. Okay,
I'm just saying, but I mean, I might be 35, but around 30, I realized that, dang, I'm still doing the stuff that I was passionate about when I was younger.
Okay.
But that's not the case for everyone. And since it's not, I would say take your time. Take your time, baby. To the listeners out there with kids that might be in high school, take your time, baby. You got time. Figure out what you really are into, and that's what you should be going to school for.
What I'm saying is start now. If you're in the 9th, 10th, 11th, you're in high school, start understanding what you think you may be interested in. So when the time comes, you'll understand what your passions are, and you can hit the ground running, because your parents are not necessarily going to give you the opportunity to stick around and figure it out after school. While you're figuring it out, you better be out the house.
Yeah, because figuring it out in college is expensive. So if you want to go get you a little job,
figure it out first. Yeah, is what I'm saying.
Figure it out
before you get out of college, before you get out of high school. Figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then hit the ground running, and then figure out what you want to do. If you want to stick to that, stick to it. If not, change up. I did it, and I was successful at it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
No, ain't no. Mm-hmm,
you was
mm-hmm.
just, you was shading me, talking about, I mean, at that 2 or 3 years you went. I was at Kent State before
you figured it out.
Figured it out, but it's, yeah.
All right, then.
Yeah, okay.
I'm good, though.
You good?
Yeah,
you got everything out that you wanted to say?
Yeah, I got it out.
All right,
we're
still disagreeing over here, but God is good.
Yeah, always.
Like always, listeners, we thank you for joining in and tuning in with us today. We appreciate your feedback and comments on our social medias. I'm Mrs. Maria Cribb 16 on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And Josh, you are?
Josh Cribb 16, IG and Twitter.
And we would love to hear your comments, your feedback on what you heard from us today. Subscribe to our podcast. We thank you for listening, and we will talk to you next time. Have a wonderful day.